It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Modern improv is a decades-old type of theater where performers make up scenes, conversations, and characters unscripted and completely on the spot.
A Milwaukee group wants to bring new people into this art form with outreach to communities not seen as often on the improv stage.
Members of the Interchange Theater Co-op recently started the New Voices Scholarship, inviting people of color, people with disabilities, and LGBTQ community members to attend classes and create performances for free.
Producer Mackenzie Crummy has the story.
So what you're hearing there is a sample of improv from Milwaukee's Interchange Theater Co-op. And yes, no joke, those lyrics, that harmony, and the dynamic of these two performers are made up right on the spot.
That's right, I almost forgot about your allergy.
I'm in Westtown at one of the oldest churches in the city. It has Cream City brick and a 200-foot tower. But not everything that happens here is church-like.
Think of it like an orgasm. You're building up this tension in the scene, and you have to sweep, because then otherwise you lose it. It's like, then you're all just kind of floundering around.
That is Vince Figuero. He is the education director of the Interchange Theater Co-op in Milwaukee. He is giving feedback to a group of performers on a skit about a long line with a person spending way too much time in a porta potty.
Yes?
Are you almost done in there?
It hasn't even been that long. It's only been like 30 minutes. Wait your turn, loser.
This is the only porta potty at the entire festival. Other people need to go.
Yeah, and I made the mistake of eating from the bean burrito truck. What more do you want from me?
The Interchange got started in 2021. It is the first improv co-op in the city. Right now, they are working to diversify the art form, which has traditionally been made up of white performers.
I don't think I performed with comedians of color until college.
Mia Serafina is the director of community and culture at the Interchange. She helped start the New Voices Scholarship, which is a completely free scholarship for people of color, people with disabilities, or members of the LGBTQ plus community. She started the scholarship after performing a show with only Hispanic performers. It was called Hispanic at the Wisco.
Well, if you're also sad that your parents decided to leave their country for a very cold wasteland, come this Saturday to the Interchange Theater Co-op. We'll watch an amazing ensemble of Hispanic performers.
I'm on stage with other Hispanic comedians, and it was such a difference that I didn't know how badly I needed. Even just like kind of the cultural comfortability of, you know, I made like a Selena Yolanda reference, and the audience got it. And it was just like, it's another level of comfort that I had never been used to.
Mia said there is a freedom in performing with people like her. She can make cultural references and create characters that are similar to her Chilean abuela, who once met Che Guevara at a plaza but never told anyone until a random Easter brunch. And she said she gets to play around with language.
We were kind of in a scene, and you know, somebody's like, oh my god, that person just gave me a new nickname, Pendejo. I've never heard that before. Like, just those little moments that like privately make us really crack up.
In the New Voices application process, people are asked questions like, have you ever overcome a difficult moment using humor? Or who do you look up to find comedy and joy? Once a person is awarded the scholarship, they receive 8 weeks of free improv classes and get a chance to perform in the 100-person theater on North 10th Street. So far, the scholarship has had 5 recipients, including JC Diaz.
I didn't know much about improv, honestly. Like, I didn't know what it was or what is it. I thought improv was like stand-up, where you just stand up and do jokes and just talk. But it was more about being creative with acting and being intrusive, I would say.
Hey, Mac.
Hey.
Hey, got your laxative delivery.
Oh, Kenny, you're a lifesaver.
Of course. I don't know why you get the chocolate ones. That must taste really terrible in your burritos.
Well, you heard of a mole, right?
Oh, you're right. You're right.
I like the spontaneous thing about it. That's what I really fell in love with, is because you have so many thoughts throughout your whole day. And then when you're actually doing it, it's like you're saying those thoughts out loud. It might be good. It might be bad. It might be funny. It might be naughty. It's whatever comes out to your mind.
Building on whatever comes up is a key part of making an improv skit work. And it goes for the whole group, too. With the help of the New Voices Scholarship, the Interchange hopes to keep delivering opportunities and, of course, laughs.
You know, everyone, I just have to say, I really love it when a plan comes together.
See?
Mackenzie Crummy, Wisconsin Public Radio.